Hi, everybody, and welcome to English for You. My name is Joe.
And I'm Erin.
Now, today we're going to be talking about animals, and animals are something I love. I have a number of pets at home. Actually, I'm a cat person. Mm-hmm. I have three cats. I don't know if you can see it on camera. I'm constantly covered in cat hair.
Right.
I'm more cat hair than man right now. But I do love animals. I love having them around. I find them good for companionship, friendship. They can take away the stress if I've had a bad day.
Make you feel better when you get home from work.
Yeah. Do you have pets?
I don't. I do in Canada.
Okay. What do you have?
I have a cat and a dog.
Okay, both.
Mm-hmm. And I'm also more of a cat person.
Okay, cats are easy.
Yeah, they are. There's not much attention you need to give to them.
No, it's just here's your food, here's your water.
Mm-hmm.
I'll see you when you need a scratch under the chin or something.
Yeah.
Dogs are more work, but it's always nice to have pets and animals around, and that's going to be part of the subject of today's article, and let's get into it right now. Let's go through the article, and then Erin and I will be back to discuss it.
Reading.
Celebrate animals and nature at Chiemei Museum. Throughout history, humans have always had a special connection with animals. Our ancestors' caves are covered in paintings of them. Many cultures weave stories about them, and some cultures worship them. The Chiemei Museum is celebrating the significant ties between humans and animals through an exhibition called Let's Dance Animals. The exhibition, held in Tainan, displays works from 23 groups of artists from 7 different countries. Through art, the museum hopes to show the importance of people coexisting with animals and nature. Let's Dance Animals is raising awareness of the environment with its nature-centered artworks. In fact, part of the exhibition is actually displayed outside. The outdoor area features 10 large sculptures that greet visitors from the museum's lawn. Each sculpture is of a different animal that is native to Taiwan. What's more, they are dressed as though they are going on vacation, so each one looks cute as a button. However, the sculptures also remind people that these animals are losing their natural habitats due to pollution and human destruction.
All right, the article starts off today by saying, throughout history, humans have always had a special connection with animals. If you have a connection with somebody or something, it just means you can relate to that thing or that person in some way. You have a connection with your friends, for example, because you would have common interests.
Right.
Maybe you all like sports or movies or music, and you have a connection because of that.
Yes, you can also have a connection with your family because, well, you're related, but you spend a lot of time together, and so you build a relationship with them.
And we have a connection with animals, too, of course. People have had pets for, I think, thousands of years, ever since going back to when we, you know, domesticated dogs and cats and made them pets.
Okay.
Well, the article goes on to say,
our ancestors' caves are covered in paintings of them. Many cultures weave stories about them, and some cultures worship them. So now we see the vocabulary word ancestor in this sentence. Ancestor is spelled A-N-C-E-S-T-O-R, ancestor, and it's a noun. Now an ancestor is a member of your family who lived a long time ago. So for example, we might say, Carla's ancestors once lived in Europe, but moved to the U.S. around 150 years ago. So those are the people we were talking about from a long time ago, thousands of years even, who started having connections with animals.
We also saw the word weave, that's a verb, and it's spelled W-E-A-V-E, one more time, W-E-A-V-E. This means to create a story by connecting many different ideas and characters, okay? So you're telling a story about something that happened, and it has a lot of different characters and things going on. For example, everyone listened closely as Kaylin wove together a tale of romance and mysteries.
So that's what good.
Yeah, that's a good story to weave.
Mm-hmm.
And then we saw the word worship. They were worshiping animals,
right.
I believe.
Mm-hmm. So worship is a verb, and it's spelled W-O-R-S-H-I-P, worship. Now, to worship something means to show respect and love for a god. Now, some people worshipped animals as a god. Some people worship beings as a god. And another example could be, because of the world's many diverse cultures, not everyone worships the same gods.
That's right. There are mm-hmm. different gods that people like to worship. And
right.
as Aaron explained a long time ago, and even in some cultures today, they worship animals
mm-hmm.
as gods. Now, the Chime Museum is celebrating the significant ties between humans and animals through an exhibition called Let's Dance Animals.
Oh, it sounds exciting.
It sounds like an exciting thing. A
mm-hmm.
dance, animals, all good things.
Right.
We saw the adjective significant, that's
mm-hmm.
spelled S-I-G-N-I-F-I-C-A-N-T. S-I-G-N-I-F-I-C-A-N-T. That means that it has an important effect or influence on something.
Mm-hmm.
For example, we've had to make a significant change to our plans. We'll be leaving on Thursday instead of Saturday now. Yes, that is significant. You're
mm-hmm.
changing something in a major way.
Yes. So exhibition is a noun, and it's spelled E-X-H-I-B-I-T-I-O-N, exhibition, which is a show of art or other interesting objects that people can see in a public place. Now, for example, this exhibition is of Let's Dance Animals, so we'll probably see some sort of animals in this exhibition. Now, another example sentence could be, if you like Japanese anime, visit the Studio Ghibli exhibition in Taipei this summer.
All right, let's learn more about the Let's Dance Animals
mm-hmm.
exhibition. The article says the exhibition, held in Tainan, displays works from 23 groups of artists from 7 different countries. So
mm-hmm.
we're going to get a lot of different things, different
mm-hmm.
Exhibits.
Yeah.
Exhibits are something within an exhibition for
mm-hmm.
you to look at from a lot of different artists.
Right. Now, the next line in the article reads, through art, the museum hopes to show the importance of people coexisting with animals and nature. Now, we saw the verb coexist in this sentence, spelled C-O-E-X-I-S-T, coexist. Now, to coexist is when two different things exist at the same time or in the same place. For example, do you think it would be possible for aliens to coexist with humans?
That's right. Usually coexist means they get along.
Right.
So if we had aliens and humans, it wouldn't be like the aliens taking over.
No,
and, you know,
there'd be no fighting.
No fighting. Everybody just getting along and
right.
having a good time.
I think an important part of that is that when you coexist, you live together peacefully.
Yes, peacefully.
Yes.
It's all
mm-hmm.
peaceful and calm.
Yes.
All right. Next, the article says, Let's Dance Animals is raising awareness of the environment with its nature-centered artwork. So it's all about the environment, being environmentally friendly and raising awareness about this. Awareness is spelled A-W-A-R-E-N-E-S-S, awareness. And that's your knowledge or understanding of a subject.
Right.
For example, we must raise awareness of the disease so that we can teach people how to avoid catching it. And, of course, one of the main things people are trying to raise awareness of today
mm-hmm.
are things like climate change
mm-hmm.
and
pollution
mm-hmm. issues related to the environment that are having an effect on people all over the world.
Yes. So the noun awareness is related to the adjective aware. So aware, spelled A-W-A-R-E, is when you realize or know that a subject exists. For example, Tom was aware of the dangers of driving without a seatbelt, but he did it anyway. So he knows about the dangers of doing this, but
he's still
silly,
did it.
And he still did it.
Okay, so
mm-hmm.
we're talking about raising awareness of the environment. How are they going to do that in some sort of unique or special way?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the article tells us, it says, in fact, part of the exhibition is actually displayed outside. Okay, that's a good idea. If you're going to teach people about nature and appreciating it and protecting it, it's one thing to do it indoors.
But it's more important to do it outdoors around those things.
Yes, so you can actually see it in a natural way.
Okay, well, the article goes on to say, the outdoor area features 10 large sculptures that greet visitors from the museum's lawn. Now, we saw the noun sculpture here, spelled S-C-U-L-P-T-U-R-E, sculpture, which is an object made out of stone, wood, or any other material by an artist. For example, the Thinker, created by Auguste Rodin, is one of the world's most famous sculptures.
That's the one where he's like this, right?
He's like this.
Very deep in thought.
Yes.
Thinking about something very important. I would really like pizza for lunch. So good.
Yes.
No, he's probably thinking about philosophy or science or something important.
Yes.
We also saw the word lawn. Lawn is an area of ground in a yard, a garden, or a park that is covered in short grass. Okay, where we come from in Canada, most houses, they'll have a lawn
outside. Right.
And those are beautiful to look at and a pain in the summer because you have to cut the grass every couple of days. But it's beautiful and it creates oxygen and all those good things.
Yeah.
We could say one of Rick's chores is to mow the lawn around the house on Sunday mornings. Yes, that's what it means. To cut the grass, we also say mow the lawn. Mow means to cut the grass. Otherwise, it grows too tall, and your neighbors say, they don't cut their lawn. What's wrong with those people?
All right, well, let's continue on. The next line reads, each sculpture is of a different animal that is native to Taiwan. Now, we saw an interesting phrase here, be native to. Now, something that is native to a particular area has always existed in that place. So an animal that is native to Taiwan has always existed here. For example, the Formosan black bear. Or those
magpies, those Formosan
the
blue magpies, those are native to Taiwan.
Now, another example could be elephants are native to Asia and Africa, but not North America. That means you would not find wild elephants roaming around the U.S. or Canada.
I should hope not. If you do, they probably escaped from a circus or a zoo.
A zoo, yeah.
Okay, what's more, the article says, they are dressed as though they're going on a vacation. So each one looks cute as a button.
Oh.
Cute as a button. You might be wondering about that phrase. Luckily, it's our shortcut for you for today, so let's learn a little bit more about that phrase.
Shortcut for you.
Hey, Pat. Look what I've got.
Oh, look at that. It's as cute as a button.
Are buttons cute? I don't understand.
Cute as a button just means very cute.
Oh, I see. Cute as a button means 非常可爱.
Yeah, that's right. Just like you.
I'm cute as a button?
Absolutely.
But why are buttons said to be cute?
I guess because they're small, neat, and round.
Yeah.
Most things we think are cute have the same features, small, neat, and round.
That was our shortcut for you, all about the phrase cute as a button. It just means something is very, very cute. You might describe a little baby as being cute as a button, or a puppy, or a kitten, something like that. That's what our example sentence says. Your new puppy is as cute as a button. Can I hold it?
Oh, that sounds quite cute. Now, the next line of the article goes, however, the sculptures also remind people that these animals are losing their natural habitats due to pollution and human destruction. Now, we saw the noun habitat there, spelled H-A-B-I-T-A-T, habitat, which is the natural home of a plant or an animal. For example, Ken hates visiting zoos. He doesn't like the idea of taking animals out of their natural habitats. So a habitat is just the place that a plant or an animal normally lives.
We also saw the word pollution, that's spelled P-O-L-L-U-T-I-O-N, pollution. Now, that is substances like dangerous chemicals that make the air, the land, or the water dirty. Mm. For example, we used to swim in this lake, but pollution from this factory has now made it too dirty to do that. Yes, this is a big problem around factories and things like that.
Yeah. Now, we also saw the noun destruction, spelled D-E-S-T-R-U-C-T-I-O-N, destruction. Destruction is the process of destroying something. For example, we could say, the government ordered the destruction of these houses in order to build a new highway. So, destruction, usually not something that you want to happen. It's usually something negative.
That's right. Something being destroyed for some reason.
Yes.
Okay, well, we've learned a lot about this new exhibit. We're almost out of time for the program today, but before we leave you, let's go to our For You Chat.
For You Chat.
So today's For You Chat question is, what are some human activities that harm animal populations and how?
Well, there are a lot of activities that we do as humans that are not so good for the environment and not good for
animals.
Populations? We tend to take too much from the environment. I think things like overfishing is a big one for the ocean, where we're seeing a lot of species disappear. I think it's 90-something percent of sharks, for example, have disappeared entirely from the oceans because people want various parts of them for different things, mostly to eat. And as you might know, when we lose one species, even something very small, from an ecosystem, it affects everything else.
Yes, there is definitely a chain there.
There's a chain reaction, and it affects the entire world, basically, eventually. So you might think, oh, we just lost this tiny little organism from the sea or from a forest. No big deal. But, you know, there's something bigger that eats that. And if it loses it, it dies. And if it dies, then something else dies. And then it's a big chain reaction.
And then we've lost all of our animals, which is not great. We also see the destruction of rainforests. All over the world, we're cutting down rainforests and trees so that we can have farmland for animals. But what's happening there is we're losing our ability to create oxygen, and we're creating more air pollution because of it. We're destroying the habitats of the animals that live there, which does the same thing as overfishing. Once those animals don't have a place to live, they start to die. And once those animals die, other animals die. So,
as we said, it's a chain reaction, so we have to counter or work against these things. We have to plant more trees, stop taking so much from the environment, start taking part in initiatives to cut down on the destruction of habitats for animals, so we can, as we learned in the article, coexist, live in peace for our mutual benefit, so we can both get what we need, animals and humans. We share the planet. Yeah. And on that note, we will leave you for today. Until next time, for English for You, I'm Joe.
And I'm Erin.
Bye-bye.
Celebrate animals and nature at GMA Museum. Throughout history, humans have always had a special connection with animals. Our ancestors' caves are covered in paintings of them. Many cultures weave stories about them, and some cultures worship them. The GMA Museum is celebrating the significant ties between humans and animals through an exhibition called Let's Dance Animals. The exhibition, held in Tainan, displays works from 23 groups of artists from 7 different countries. Through art, the museum hopes to show the importance of people coexisting with animals and nature. Let's Dance Animals is raising awareness of the environment with its nature-centered artworks. In fact, part of the exhibition is actually displayed outside. The outdoor area features 10 large sculptures that greet visitors from the museum's lawn. Each sculpture is of a different animal that is native to Taiwan. What's more, they are dressed as though they are going on vacation, so each one looks cute as a button. However, the sculptures also remind people that these animals are losing their natural habitats due to pollution and human destruction.
Vocabulary Review. Ancestor. My family has lived in the U.S. for a century, but my ancestors are from Germany. Weave. The mother wove a story for her children to help them fall asleep. Significant. After the company noticed a significant drop in its profits, it tried to change its image. Exhibition. The museum's latest exhibition features some famous paintings from the 1800s. Awareness. This short film was produced with the goal of raising awareness of global warming. Lawn. Mike worked hard to keep his lawn healthy and green.